Hey friends, and welcome back to The Sandwich, hosted by me, Amanda Muse. Today's episode has a little friend. Hello. Ruff. Farmer Esme is on Hello. Today's episode. You're basically a farmer now.
I want to be a farmer.
I know you do.
Who doesn't want to be a farmer? You get to live with animals.
No thanks. I mean, I feel like the animals we have it's enough.
Wait, do they know?
Yes, of course they know.
Okay, today, just earlier today, Mom was doing her workout in the yard because she likes to do that lately. It sounds weird.
Weird. Keep going.
Okay, so she was in the backyard, and I bring the chicks out because they like to be outside and eat ants and all that things that chicks do and kids do, and I bring them into the front of the yard because they like to eat the ants and play with the ants at the because there's an ant
colony
hole. Mm-hmm. And then I bring them into the middle of the yard near the pole in our backyard, and that's where Mom was working out. And then Cutie jumps on Mom's thigh and she's like, get it off of me, I don't want it.
I'm not into, like, holding the chicken thing. I'm like, you're cute over there. That's how I feel about it. I mean, I have a real, really strange relationship with birds and things that are smaller than Nora. So I'm working on it.
Don't you love birds?
From a distance. Doing bird things.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting start.
That was fun.
We want to talk a little bit about what it's like to be home with the family, but like the real perspective. So, yeah, no holds bar, man. You just talk, say what you got to say. I suppose we should start at the start.
Yeah.
We've been off school and things since March 13th. It is officially June 15th. That's like April, May, June. Dude, that's 3 months.
Of not going to school?
Or? Yeah, 3 months of no school, no nothing. Scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about things?
I'm feeling I'm
10
feeling,
being really good, 1 being not so good.
I'm feeling about maybe a 5.5.
Okay.
Of this COVID stuff has been a little stressful, when we did the homework, mm-hmm. It was very stressful to me because if I didn't, I was very stressed about everything, and if I didn't get it done on time, I would sit in my room and just be sad about it. And when we stopped, it was just a little bit of a reminder that everything's okay. You're at home. People love you here. And I think that's been really good. So I think I'm going to do about maybe a 6.
It went up a bit. That's awesome. Okay, so to clarify for people that are watching or listening, we started doing the homeschool and doing the work. And then we realized that
They don't mark it.
It's not necessary for us, and we made a decision as a family that this was not the best use of our time. There was a lot of stressful feelings. I mean, Daddy doesn't have a job right now, and that was a very stressful start. So, you know, it was like a rougher start. Our family was going through some feelings, and it was all very stressful, and adding schoolwork to the top of that list just didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
But we then did things here and there. We kind of were like, oh, let's do a couple things this week. It's sort of meh. We're doing the school of life right now. What are some things you've learned over the course of this pandemic?
I've learned how to make eggs. I've learned how to make scrambled eggs. I've made my own type of egg, which is scrambled eggs with mashed up Doritos on it. And that's really good. Me and Jack love it.
What's the name of that one?
That's called Dorito Dirt Scrambled Eggs.
I like it. Could be in the cookbook.
And I've made iced tea popsicles out of corn holders and iced tea.
And ice cube trays.
Mm-hmm. I didn't eat the ice cube trays, though. Okay. And Nora loves them, so sometimes I'll give her a little one and she'll eat it. She likes them. That's weird.
Yeah, you learned how to make scrambled eggs. Then she was doing over easy eggs, which she doesn't like, but her brother likes them. They're raising chickens. They help Daddy make a tree fort.
I don't know who. I don't think there's a teacher at school. No offense to any like schools or anything, but I don't think there's a teacher in school that teach you how to take care of chicks. Or we didn't even have a class pet, which is odd. So no one taught us how to take care of chickens. No survival skills.
Right.
We had zero field trips. Zero. Like, I think we had one field trip.
So, yeah. Hi. We've changed up the location of the microphones.
It's way better.
Because I couldn't look at her face. Okay. So, that's right. You only had one trip.
Yeah.
Not much happened. Because not only was this a pandemic year, but there was also a lot of school strikes in Ontario, which resulted in, we've had like a lot of days off from January, if not before. Honestly, everything's getting muddled. And then no school trips, no nothing, nothing around the holidays. It's been a really bleak school year.
We would have a good time at school. Like, we would, our teachers wouldn't yell at us if we moved around the school, talked to our classmates while we were working. But it was just like people would, like the teachers would just, how do I say this? I'm not going to say any names though. They would, and I completely understand this, but they would like yell at us as if we were like in Dad's time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, one of my teachers would like full on scream.
Really?
Yeah.
This is news to me. What was she screaming about?
We would like talk and she would like, we were allowed to talk, but it would get so loud that my teacher would like just yell.
That's not very fun. So we're safe at home. We're learning some life skills.
Yeah. I can set a fire.
There was a lot of bonfires happening there. Some of them were a little bit much. It's definitely feeling like a summer that's very free in the sense that we have no commitments to things outside of the home.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you doing today? I don't know. I'm going to jump on the trampoline for an hour. I'm going to swim in the pool for the whole entire afternoon. I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat on the deck. Like, it's very...
Yeah, it's like... it's very free. Like, other than our mean neighbors, it's great.
Try not to talk bad about mean neighbors.
I'm not talking about a certain person, but I'm not talking about certain people.
It was a bit of an incident. The incident we do not speak of.
We don't speak of it.
The wound is still deep.
It's so deep that it bleeds.
Oh, God.
Here's
the thing, and we've noticed this even within our own home, is that these unique times where we are, I don't want to say stuck at home, because I'm grateful that we're here and that we don't have...
I'm grateful.
Right? But it's, you know, naturally there's a lot of stress and moms and dads can feel a lot of stress. And so sometimes people lash out, like that incident, which maybe it wasn't so much about the one thing. I think it's people are experiencing a lot of stress in their lives because there's so much uncertainty.
It's I've been getting a lot of stress.
So what have you been stressed about? You mentioned at the top of the episode you've been feeling stressed about COVID-19. What, as an 8-year-old, do you feel stressed about?
I just feel stressed about having everyone to be safe, and it doesn't certainly, it comes out in very two different weird ways. It comes out in me not thinking I'm good enough, and it also comes out in me screaming at everyone in the house. So
those are two very different experiences. Okay, so what do you mean you're not good enough? Let's elaborate a bit on that.
Like you say, at my age, some girls will think that at certain times, if they're stressed or just because of something, they'll say they're not good enough or they're not smart enough. But in reality, they are good enough.
So you just find that sometimes...
I get a little overwhelmed and your mind just wanders and it's not very good.
So you're feeling stressed. I noticed that something that was stressing you out is naturally we're playing on our iPads and things a bit more. Mm-hmm. And some of the ads that you've been seeing online are talking about COVID-19 and how to be safe. And you mentioned that you felt like there was a lot of them.
There were a lot. Sometimes it were people that had it and then talking about it. And other times it was cartoons saying how to stay 2 meters away from people. And if you think that you got exposed, like tested and wash your hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that just naturally just came to me and was like, oh my gosh, this isn't just a joke. This is like real. And
it's a little overwhelming.
It's a little overwhelming, but sometimes you just gotta just think about there are people that have it and that's what's going on, but you know that you don't have it and you're not going anywhere, no one's seeing you. And that was just kind of calming to know I'm in my own room. I'm in a safe home. No one abuses me. By the way, no one abuses me. Thank you.
That's a weird thing to say.
I
think the abuse might come from her to me, but that's fine.
I'm loved. I'm safe. And no one's trying to hurt me or anything. So...
You almost have to like remind yourself of that.
You have to remind yourself.
Because I find the same thing. Like at the beginning, I had allergies, which was giving me a little cough and a runny nose. And I was like, oh, I was getting freaked out thinking like, is this coronavirus? And I would have to like calm myself down. Now I know
it was the same with me. I started to get kind of like a croup cough because of just the air and me being worn out from running around the whole day. That kind of made me like stop and like, oh my God, I don't want to get sick. And it just freaked me out. But then I was like, okay, you're not sick. You're not sick. You know that. You're just tired.
Exactly. And you know, that skill of like, when you start to feel a little bit of it's called anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting this feeling. To be able to go, I'm okay. I'm safe. And you kind of like break it down. It's because I was running in the yard. It's because I get canker sores or whatever it is that your mouth is sore or your throat is sore. Reminding yourself of those things, that's a good skill.
I do like a special thing. It's really weird, but I do this special thing where I shake my elbows. I go, no, not my elbows, my shoulders. I shake my shoulders like this and I go,
Do you?
Yeah, and it actually really works.
Yay, you're literally shaking out the bad feelings. Like that?
Yeah, I go. And it goes,
look at you.
It actually really
Where
works.
Where did you learn that?
I just, like, I do things that kind of calm me down. Something that really calms me down is that, like, just, like, brushing through my hair with my fingers. It's actually really calming. And to play with my hair like this, because sometimes I get knots in my hair. I didn't brush my hair at all today. I've finger brushed it.
Mm-hmm.
I will sometimes like try to brush through my hair and when I get knots like up here, I go through them like that. You can actually hear it. Wait.
Oh God, listen here. ASMR child.
Mom.
She is her mother's daughter.
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it. This kid never fails to impress me. That's awesome that you're... Well, one thing I noticed too is Esme has found a few creators on YouTube that create kind of like in the self-care world, or they do like funny things. They're girls, but they also teach kids how to take care of themselves. So like a couple times during the course of this pandemic, Esme wakes up and she's like vacuuming her bedroom, or she's got her morning routine. She's drinking lemon water. I love it.
At night, I'll drink hot water with lemon and a little bit of brown sugar.
Like, the internet is not all bad. There are some really interesting people teaching
and
kids
I watched this nice lady, and she does a lot of sleep care stuff that I love to watch. It's like, and she has a scientific reason after she says it. Like, if you put socks on your feet and socks on your hands, it makes some like your blood vessels or something, your blood warm and bigger, and it actually, and it like serotonin, and it works to like help you fall asleep. And this lady also says that if you get more light in the day and then less light in the night, it will train your body to know when to sleep and when to stay up. So if you get a ton of light at night and in the day, your body won't know when is it night and when is it day and when it's time to sleep.
That's right. That's with your melatonin levels.
Yeah.
This kid is a smart cookie. Sometimes I look at her and I'm like, you are so much like your dad. Just seeking out information. This kid is smart.
Oh, there's one other thing that I do.
What's that?
That's very common to me. I don't even notice how I do it, but it's very common. So what I do is I have a purple yoga mat in my room. It's in the corner. I take it out, and I also have this foam block in my room. And I take it, and I will just, like, stay in one pose and then have my iPad in front of me, and it really calms me down. Just being able to stretch out my body and get everything out that I want to get out is perfect. Because I get really I get really tight here, really tight knots. And to just, like, stretch out my body, I also get a ton of cramps, like, here. This is where I get all my cramps. It's on my neck. And just to chill my body out, it's good. I actually
who
get...
Who are you? Where did you come from?
I know. I think Lucy made me.
This kid. Here's the thing. Esme's getting to an age now where, like, I'm not hovering. Kid, you know what a helicopter mom is?
No.
Have you heard of that term? A helicopter mom is like a mom who's doing everything and is around you at all times. Does mom fit that category?
Wait.
I mean, I just barge into your room. I'm working on that.
Yes.
I knock and just open the door. She's like, why knock? Why? Why bother? If you're just going to come in. So I'm working on that. But Esme and Jack, more Esme, obviously. You know, they're getting to an age where they just don't require me to be up in their business all day long. You don't want me there all day.
Yeah, but it's nice to kind of chill my body. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we have...
Calm down, I need you. Like, I can't go a night without knowing that you're safe and that you're in the house. Like, I can't sleep if you're at an event. I actually can't sleep.
I know. I was out with a friend recently. Well, not out. I was in her backyard, 2 feet away from her, 6 feet away from her.
Yeah.
It was cold. It was cold that night.
I was going to drink that. I was like, what? Bloop,
bloop, bloop. And Esme kept FaceTiming me, like, when are you coming home? What's going on here? So it is. I mean, this is a side effect when you're hanging out with your parents and everybody in the same house every day for 3 months.
I have something, like, to recommend with... That people, if like you can't sleep, because I can barely sleep, to calm yourself down, stop drinking caffeine. Like, drink caffeine in the morning, but then just stop. If you still want like a hot drink, have non-caffeinated tea. That's really nice. And also have fairy lights. Fairy lights do the trick. If you have fairy lights and you're drinking your hot tea with a book or something and you have them on, it calms me right down.
It's like we got to come up with a new name for that, because it's not a VSCO girl. It's like healthy sleep habit girl. What?
Yeah.
Even though as they gave me the look like, geez, mom.
Even though I do have my CarMax right here.
Do you? Is that a VSCO girl thing?
Yeah, and scrunchies.
Scrunchies. I keep scrunchies stealing Esme's scrunchies.
And I'm sick of it. I'm literally sick of it. But you can have the one that I got from grade 3.
Thank you. Esme borrows my shirts, although we're going off topic here, but we've done a lot of stuff like decluttering.
Yeah, a lot.
And we switched Esme's structure of her room around. Now she actually wants to be in her room. She's like a little teenager. So, I mean, there have been some good things. What are a few good things that have come out of this staying safe at home situation?
Chickens.
Oh, God, the chickens. I mean, that's an exciting
adventure.
Eating
more Doritos.
It's been a lot of chip eating.
Oh, yeah.
We've been watching a lot. I mean, we've eased off lately, but we've been doing a lot of fun, like, family movie nights.
I actually do act like a teenager now because yesterday I just laid in my room, like, the whole day.
Well, you had an injury. You fell off your bike and...
And I didn't come down. I was just, like, mad at everyone. I was like, I was so mad at Mom when before I hit my head. No, hit my head, hit my knees. I was like, I want to stop. There's something in my shoe. I've got hair in my mouth.
Okay, we have to set it up. They don't know what you're talking about. Oh. We were bike riding when she injured her knee yesterday, and I was laughing so hard. So Dean and Jack are at the front because Jack's on one of those bikes that like hooks onto the bike.
So yeah. So
what are those bikes called?
They're called frigalons.
Tagalongs or something like that. Anyway, Esme's in front of me, and I'm at the back, and she is just miserable. We've probably been at it for like an hour and a half. She's over it. She got something in her foot. She can't go fast enough. Wah, wah, wah. And she doesn't know. I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard behind her. And she's just pedaling away so angry. And she was just about to hit the end. Like, we were literally just about to stop for a moment, see Dad and Jack. Epic wipeout.
Oh, God.
Classic rite of passage as a child.
I thought I had flies on my leg, so I hit my leg to, like, get rid of the flies. And I look at my hand, and I have blood on my hand. I'm like, oh, my God. I look at my leg, I have blood dripping down my leg.
It's pretty messy. It's pretty messy. So I got to say,
that was the most epic fall ever, though.
That was pretty epic.
But I got so much weight on this leg, I can't really, I can't straighten it.
It's like blue-green there.
I can't straighten it. It's so swollen there. Oh, my God.
Well, one thing I will say is a good thing that's come out of this is that the way that our family is set up is usually Dean, so Daddy is often away a couple times a week overnight, right? So we've been having family dinners every single night.
And that never happens.
Never. So we cheers. We light candles.
Yeah, it's like living at a restaurant.
Dad gets annoyed with us because we talk too much.
And if he because he had six kids at the table and two grown-ups, so it's eight people at the table, so you couldn't get a word in. So everyone just ate silently.
And Dean just doesn't understand. Why would people speak at the dinner table? And I'm like, oh my God, are you?
And then if
like, how does he not know who I am?
If he speaks while he eats, he gets the hiccups so bad. It's like, he always
so Daddy basically,
to die.
Dad is learning to just listen as Esme and I speak.
Yes.
Jack pops in every now and then in between bites. But, you know, it's like I sit in my office all day working. One thing that, I don't know, do you guys see it as a negative? Like, I am doing a lot more work in my office?
No, I don't see it as a negative. I see it as a positive, but it's just sometimes where I'm like, I don't know if we have enough money. We have to pay all these water bills for the pool. We have to pay for the chickens, wiring and the wood and all this stuff. And I'm like, can we pay for this? Can we keep our life sustained? And I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna have to start living in a trailer. Oh my God.
We're not.
Oh my God.
So this is the problem when you have one parent who is a realist and worries.
What does that mean?
Your dad, okay, there could be a situation.
Yeah.
And your dad always prepares for the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
We are nowhere near living in a trailer, okay?
I want to live in a trailer, except it's hard but it's hard to live in a trailer when you have two fish, two dogs, and two chickens.
Thank God for those chickens right now. Like, we're not going to live in a trailer. We have a house. We have jobs.
We're going to live in a trailer.
I mean, want to live in, I could probably put a trailer in the backyard. You just mentioned you were feeling nervous about money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about. Dad is just realizing that the thing with your dad is he thinks things and they just come out of his mouth. Like he stresses about stuff.
It's like, it's like when a faucet breaks, if something's going to come through, it's going to come through.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
Also, where mom doesn't, somewhere else.
Mom doesn't really talk about that stuff. Mom just does her job and, like, goes about life and has dance parties. So the whole thing is,
Dad worries too much?
He does.
Okay.
And I think is what happens is so as we get older, like you're getting older, you hear mom and dad talk about stuff, and then it's easy to be like, oh, my God, I need to be worried. You don't need to be worried. Moms and dads take care of things.
Dad worries too much.
You don't say. Your father. I mean, God bless him. He does so much, but he's also a big worrier. And I think this is the thing. Mums and dads comes in all different shapes and sizes.
He's like, we're going to have to take the chickens back to a farm. Because people are going to complain, and then we're going to have to take the chickens back to the farm.
Like, what kind of person doesn't have a heart for chickens? It's going to give them eggs every day.
Yeah, we get blue eggs, Mom. Do you sick. Know anyone who gets blue eggs? Like, seriously.
Okay. I need to make like a premonition.
I was low-key tearing up.
Low-key, who are you?
I'm 12.
I need a coffee so badly. I need coffee.
Is that an actual song, Mom?
No.
Oh, I'm
going to coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee. Okay. I'm not sure about that. Not sure about that octave.
I just hit a new note.
Woo! Okay.
Oh.
To wrap it up,
my legs are sticking together.
I'm gonna jump and just say, you know, you're likely missing some friends. She was supposed to be.
I was supposed to go to cheer camp.
Cheer camp.
I'm.
Or cheerleading. We were gonna join a cheerleading group, like athletic, dancing, performance, the whole
thing. Like,
fun
not
stuff.
Like little pom-poms next to a football game. Like, cheerleading, I flip
like
in the air.
Like, the sport, yeah.
It's a sport.
You guys had a summer camp, you know, set up, and so that's not happening. Yeah. So, I mean, it goes without saying that all of this is for
like,
a very good reason.
The summer camps that are going to be open.
Yeah.
But you have to, like, get tested, and once they confirm you're negative, then you have to stay 2 meters away from everyone. How is that fun?
It's not fun.
Because, like, at camps, you would, like, do, like, games in a circle.
And, like, braid hair and stuff. Like, it's... So, we decided to cancel the camp. So... The plan is we're very fortunate in that we have a backyard with a pool, with a trampoline, with chickens.
Oh,
it'll be a little bit of a quieter summer. I just ordered some masks and I got the filters so that I feel comfortable with the kids going out because we have not done much. Like Dean's been the one doing all the groceries, all the shopping, but I'm starting to feel like I'm losing touch with reality and like I need to start being a little bit more social in the world. So I got masks and the filters and I'm just waiting for the masks to arrive. So I'll feel better taking you places once we can wear masks.
Yeah.
So we're just having like a low-key summer.
So I think having this all happen is just bring us closer together because no one can go anywhere. No one can like go anywhere except like drive around and teach your kids how to drive a car. Other than that,
We're hanging out.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a pretty chill summer. There's going to be a lot of
swimming.
Yeah. Oh, so God. There's going to be a lot of swimming.
A lot of screaming. There's been a lot of fights. Like, let's not sugarcoat it. You and your brother have been driving each other crazy. But, like,
he comes in my room and he's like, I'm not going to leave. I'm just going to stay here.
And
like,
what does mom always say? He's your only friend. Make it work, dude.
No, it does.
And then I tell your brother, I'm like, dude, why? He's like, I'm bored. I'm like, I know. Go find something to do. So that side of it's annoying.
Play with your chickens. Why does he always, why doesn't he get, why, he wanted
okay,
a chicken
la.
Too.
But don't be starting arguments on the video.
I'll do whatever I want. This is my impression of mom. Coffee, phone, coffee, phone. Oh, we're working? Oh, we're on a video? Yeah, hi. I don't drink coffee. I don't even have caffeine, you know? And I'm barely on my phone.
All I do is meditate and lay in the sun with my phone in my face.
Well, I don't have caffeine, no. I
only drink water from fairies. There's a pond, a fairy pond close by. I scoop the water and I bring it home.
It's probably very
burp. So
fairy poop in it.
Ew. Only you would think of fairy poop. I will say this. Esme's getting older. Yeah. She decides when and how she shows up on my channels. Yeah. The other day when she hurt her knee, I was like, can I post it? I don't know. It's up to you. She's like, yeah, whatever. So I'm excited. I'm glad that you're here with me chatting.
Mom,
with me.
I didn't fall. I got in the fight with a bear.
Yeah.
With a black bear.
Tiny
and you know who
bear.
Won? This girl. No, no, not a baby bear.
It came for your leg.
And then I bit it in the arm.
Oh my gosh. Have you remember we watched that bear documentary? We've watched some weird stuff, but that guy who lived with bears.
Oh God.
Poor guy. A couple wires crossing in that one. Okay, but the point is, I'm glad that you're here. I love hearing your perspective on stuff. Honestly, she surprises me every time. I'm like, what? Who is this child? And I enjoy your company.
I enjoy pizza. And we
know. I know. She eats pizza like twice a week. It's fabulous. Living your best life.
Oh,
living my best life.
Can I tell one thing about to help people sleep? Because a lot of people
already gave us like four tips, but no, go. We're gonna end it on the final sleep tip.
Okay,
go.
Ready?
Go.
Make your bedroom like your sanctuary, because lights can do a lot of like part of how to sleep. Mom, stop touching
you
my.
You keep
talking. Then just stop and go like this. So make your bedroom like your sanctuary, and lights matter a lot. That's why I have fairy lights, but I only use them because I need dark lights. I only use them when evening, yeah, before I go to bed.
And she has like a salt lamp that's multicolored. It's pretty cool. I don't know why they do that. I don't suggest that.
One more thing. Yes. If you sleep, don't sleep on your left side, sleep on your right side. I don't know really why that works, but if you sleep on your right side, you're more likely to fall asleep.
I love it. Sleep queen.
Plop. No, I'm not the sleep queen.
Whatever. Sleep visco girl.
Mom, after this, you're going to get butt squeezed.
What? We got to go. Thank you. Excuse me, madam.
It's warm.
Thank you for listening.
That was your
bad hand.
I know, Mom.
Sorry, we gotta run. Get your hand. These children are obsessed with my derriere. They can't resist it. The whole family. It's
don't
like
hate
a,
on her. It's like she the, has a good.
Oh, nobody
butt.
Hates. No, it's like the family heirloom. One day it will be yours. She get her curves from her mama. All right, let's go. Let's wrap. We got things to do. It's beautiful out there. I wouldn't mind sitting out there with a coffee. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Be sure to subscribe to this channel if you want to catch more, and follow along every week for a new podcast.
You're obsessed with coffee.
I am. Bye.
Bye.